T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD has beefed up security at all police stations and is urging officers to stay alert. This after the department received what's described as a credible threat. News 4 says police at the 41st Precinct question a man in the overnight hours after he reportedly boasted about wanting to shoot an officer, but they say that threat appeared to be unsubstantiated. They issued the alert anyway just to be on the safe side. This comes as Robert Williams is returning to court today. He's the man accused of targeting police twice last weekend, wounding two officers. The prosecution is presenting its closing arguments at the Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial, correspondent Stephanie Ramos reports.
Harvey Weinstein says he's been given a fair trial as his defense laid out their closing arguments here yesterday. Defense attorney Donna Rotuno painted prosecutors as, quote, producers writing a script, adding that they created a fictional alternative universe to strip adult women of common sense, autonomy, and responsibility.
Lead prosecutor Joan Eluzzi told the jury today that Weinstein was an abusive rapist who manipulated and abused women who wanted to break into showbiz. She said he viewed himself as master of his universe, and the women accusers were just ants he could step on without consequence. Weinstein is charged with raping and sexually assaulting two women, one in 2006, the other in 2013. If convicted, he could be put behind bars for life. The flu season is in full swing. New York health officials say the number of cases in the state set a record high level of more than 17,000 for the week ending February 8th. That's the second highest weekly total since 1998-99. Last week, nearly 2,000 New Yorkers were hospitalized with lab-confirmed influenza, and there have been more than 15,000 flu-related hospitalizations. Police have come up with some surveillance camera video of an attack on a pizza delivery man. It happened last Saturday on Walton Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, at about 4:30 in the morning. The video shows a group of people wearing masks assaulting the delivery man, robbing him and stabbing him in both legs. They took his bike, his phone, his jacket, $70, and a pizza. You can see the video at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to please call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. For the first time, street tags are on display in a museum in New Jersey. The exhibit at the Morris Museum is entitled Aerosol, Graffiti, Street Art, New Jersey Now. 12 street artists are featured with their tags prominently displayed. As artist Derek Rue says, anyone can paint a beautiful mural with all the time in the world, but not a lot of people can do something awesome in the span of 2 hours and get in and out. Do you have special plans for Valentine's Day? If not, check what's in the fridge.
If you've been looking for love in all the wrong places, try the kitchen. Executive chef Christine Nunn tells 1010 Winds, oysters can get your motor running.
Well, supposedly oysters have a chemical reaction and are an aphrodisiac, but really it's more the act of eating them, I think, that makes them so sexy.
Salty seafood seems to put us in the mood.
Well, I've always said lobster is sexy because, again, you have to kind of pull it apart with your hands. You're dipping it in this wet, salty butter, and it's just very sensual.
There's the exotic, erotic mushroom. And?
Asparagus.
Asparagus?
You have to kind of look at it, that's all I'll say.
Enough said. John Montone, 1010 Winds, serving up a heaping platter of amore in Fairlawn.
You may not know his name, but perhaps you'd recognize Luke Gaspari. He worked as an usher for the Mets for 55 years. He died this morning. Gaspari was 95. He served in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, earning a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. He wore those medals on his usher uniform. Ushering for the Mets was a part-time gig. Gasparri was a postal worker. He lived in Astoria, Queens. Governor Cuomo has been looking around the streets of New York City and doesn't like what he's seen. Lots and lots of homeless people. And he has an idea about who's to blame.
Governor Cuomo did not mention Mayor de Blasio by name, but the governor did everything but when he talked about the homeless problem in the five boroughs.
It's all across the city. The problem of homeless people who are on the street is as bad as I have ever seen it.
Cuomo was responding to a question about the homeless who take up residence in the food concourse here at Grand Central. It's a real problem, according to Joe Germanata, who owns the Artbird and Whiskey Bar and spoke with CBS2.
People sitting in chairs with their exposed. Sometimes they can be violent.
Meanwhile, the mayor fired back at the governor, a spokeswoman calling the homeless problem a statewide issue, and saying the city is helping more New Yorkers transition off the streets. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds at Grand Central.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.